Fáilte Isteach was started by the Third Age Foundation in Summerhill in County Meath, and I suppose the genesis of it was when Mary Nally, the founder of the foundation in Meath, she saw a young lady out shopping in the supermarket. This young lady was completely dependent on a four-year-old child. So, you know, Mary, like I'm sure that's witnessed all across the country in shopping centres and supermarkets everywhere. Mary thought there must be something we could do with the members of the Third Age Foundation. We work mainly with senior citizens. So Mary came back. We later found out that the lady in question had stayed in her house for 6 months and didn't leave on her own, was completely dependent on her husband and her children. And, you know, the sense of isolation and social inclusion was missing there. We came back and Mary suggested to the members, would anybody be interested in doing English classes? We, you know, there's lots of new people in our community. There's a need there, and I'm sure we could provide it. Now, the members, who, like I said, are all senior volunteers, were delighted. They very enthusiastic, very committed. They thought this could work. We got at the start, we had a panel of 14 volunteers. And we then said, well, we need to get the message out there, which was another logistical issue we had to cross. And we advertised in the local church. We advertised in the shops. We went to the businesses where the people were working and said, if there's any of your staff who you feel would benefit from English language classes, it's starting next Tuesday.
And they were all volunteers, so the lessons were free of charge.
Lessons free of charge. And, well, we did research, obviously, what was out there. There's VEC programs, which are very good as well. And in urban centres as well, there's quite a lot of programs there. But we found that in a more rural setting, there was nothing free and accessible for people. Mm. We also knew we had to run it in the evenings because people were at work, and we were determined that it was very, very student focused. So we decided it was going to be conversational English that was based around their needs, as in going to the shop, going to the doctors, form filling, all of those kind of things that you need to, you know, to get by in your day-to-day
things. The sort
of
everyday things.
Yes. As well as that, you know, if we said we want formal English lessons, maybe we wouldn't have had the volunteers who would say, well, I'm not qualified to teach classes like that. We have a really good panel of volunteers. We did an induction session with them. The response has been excellent. We had, on the very first night we ran, we had 13 people showed up. So we thought, well, this is a runner. And since then, we've had over 150 students in the last 2 years from 20 different nationalities. You know, and they're telling their friends, and they're coming back week on week, and great friendships have been developed as a result of that. So aside from just teaching the English, we've seen a really enhanced level of integration in the village of Summerhill. So
and now you're bringing it around the country.
Yes. We got recognised for the work we did in Summerhill. The programme was seen as an excellent programme, and Social Entrepreneurship awarded the centre and the programme an award last year. As a result of that, a funder came on board, and we were very the Iris O'Brien Foundation were very, very impressed with the programme. They saw the level of integration that was happening in Summerhill. They saw the need that was there as well, and how a community-based programme on a voluntary basis was answering a community need. And I think that's, you know, like all good ideas, it's a very simple idea, but it really, really works. It's high impact. And they said, well, you know, if it can work in Summerhill, it should be able to work in as many centres and villages and towns across the country. So that's our aim now, is to establish as many centres as possible of Fáilte Isteach, because we see great benefits to our community. We're welcoming in new members to the community and giving them a practical life skill that they need to get by here. We're also giving great benefits to the senior volunteers here who love the course. The best way it was described to me was one lady said, I get more out of it than I could ever put in. And, you know, she loves it. She's thinking about it during the week, what she's going to do next week. She's teaching people, meeting young people, learning about new cultures. And they all are. That would be echoed by all of our volunteers. So that's the next step. Yes, we would hope to appeal to any community groups or any organisations in villages or towns, if they are interested in Fáilte Isteach, to get in contact with us.
And now I'm talking with Maria Roman. And Maria, you were one of those people who had come over to Ireland. Tell us your story of coming to Ireland.
I came to Ireland because my husband got work here. When I came to Ireland, I had no English. My life was very hard and sad, difficult. Talk to people, afraid. And now I learn in the Falchestock project.
When you came to Ireland first, what was it like?
I can go out. I can talk to the people because they have fred, you know. But now I'm comfortable because I make friends, new friends, in the English class. Now I can do everything, help my children with the homework, go to the shop, and talk to the people. It's a completely different now, because I can do everything now.